Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand.
The Chicago public school system is probably the most militarized school district in the country.
The many coalitions that joined the anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. on Saturday included groups working on counter-recruitment. We'll speak with Bill Southwick from the Chicagoland Coalition Opposed to the Militarization of Youth, or CAMI. We'll also listen to the excerpts from the hearing Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney held in July on the 9/11 Commission report. But first, some in the media headlines with Mitchell Stepinchik.
Home now! Bring the troops home now! Bring the troops!
Hundreds of protesters joined in a bus convoy from Chicago to Washington, D.C. to participate in the massive September 24, 2005 anti-war demonstrations right outside the White House. Reports on the scene indicate that hundreds of thousands of people filled the streets surrounding the White House. Prominent speakers included Congressman John Conyers, activist Cindy Sheehan, former presidential candidate Ralph Nader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, actress Jessica Lange, and former Attorney General Ramsey Clark.
And we have a duty. You and I have a duty. Not only a human duty, we have a duty under the Constitution of the United States to work until we fall, to secure the integrity of the United States. There must be impeachment and a trial in the Senate. The Constitution of the United States says the President, Vice President, and other civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office upon impeachment for and conviction of high crimes and misdemeanors. This President commits high crimes and misdemeanors every day.
That was former Attorney General Ramsey Clark speaking at the massive anti-war rally outside the White House in Washington, D.C. on September 24, 2005. The Indianapolis Star reports that the parents of a 16-year-old girl have sued a school district in South Bend, Indiana, for giving the teen a mental health screening without their consent. The federal lawsuit contends the screening caused the girl distress. Attorney John Whitehead said student Chelsea Rhodes went to school one day thinking she was just a normal kid and, quote, came home thinking she had mental problems, unquote. Whitehead contends the teen screen examination, billed as a teen suicide prevention program, violated Rhodes' constitutional rights. Teen Screen is a mental health screening program for teenagers consisting of a single computer-based questionnaire. Answers from this single test determine recommendations for treatment of mental illness. Critics see the Teen Screen program as a thinly veiled recruitment program for major pharmaceutical corporations who target teenagers through dubious testing procedures. Houston area activists established a temporary low-power radio station to serve victims of Hurricane Katrina. CAMP, radio station KAMP, was established by organizers with Houston Indie Media, who surpassed assorted bureaucratic hurdles to establish the 6-watt radio station broadcasting from the parking lot of the Houston Astrodome. CAMP helped provide timely information for hurricane victims who stayed in the Astrodome and Houston's Reliant Center. CAMP broadcast for 5 days at a broadcast range of 1 mile. Consolidation of evacuees forced the station to be moved. Station organizers dissolved the CAMP project after power was cut to the station. Organizers hope the thousands of dollars raised by the CAMP project can be used to build additional community radio projects in storm-damaged areas. Radio organizers had also established a 10-watt radio station in New Orleans's Algiers neighborhood to help Katrina victims still in the city. For more information about these radio projects, visit the websites of Houston Indie Media and New Orleans Indie Media, online at houston.indiemedia.org and neworleans.indiemedia.org. In a lawsuit filed on September 22, 2005, a law firm known for battling police misconduct is alleging that officers with the Chicago Police Department beat and shocked a mentally retarded man but never charged him with any crime. The police attack on 54-year-old Alfredo Lee Flores occurred at the end of August 2005, according to a statement released by the law offices of Blake Horowitz. Officers reportedly shocked Flores 3 times with a taser and repeatedly struck him, ignoring a nearby crowd's admonition that the man could not comprehend what the officers were saying. Horowitz has claimed victory in a number of police misconduct cases, including a $28 million verdict against the city of Chicago, the largest police brutality verdict in the Midwest. The Chicago-based peace organization Voices in the Wilderness received an order in August 2005 from a federal judge demanding payment of a $20,000 fine for delivering humanitarian aid to Iraq and violating economic sanctions as a result. Since 1996, Voices has been fighting the former economic sanctions against Iraq. Voices had criticized U.S. Federal District Judge John Bates and his finding that the group is legally required to pay the $20,000 Treasury-imposed fine. As part of the criticism, Voices unequivocally rejected complying with the order. Voices initially challenged the 2002 Treasury levy on the grounds that it took the agency nearly 4 years to issue the fine in response to a written request for clarification from the organization. The case dates back to 1998. A Chicago suburban grassroots journalist has been threatened for remarks made on his blog about local politics. In August 2005, Forest Park resident and grassroots media activist Carl Nyberg jump-started a blog called Proviso Probe, a digital soapbox used, quote, to cover Proviso Township public officials and the community, unquote. In early September 2005, Nyberg reposted the arrest report of Billy Welch, who was indicted for drug dealing. Billy's brother, Chris Welch, is the president of the Board of Education for Proviso Township High Schools and has threatened to sue Nyberg for defamation for his blog posts and other internet commentary of the report. The vicinity which Nyberg writes about has a reputation for political corruption and scandal. In nearby Rosemont, for example, Rosemont Mayor Donald Stevens has faced repeated accusations from the corporate media and from area officials of ties to mob activity. One website, called the Illinois Police and Sheriff's News, has documented ties to corruption involving local officials and unprosecuted crimes in nearby Cicero going back 80 years. That's just a few indie media headlines. For more headlines and breaking news from Chicago and around the world, visit our website at chicago.indymedia.org. From the trenches, I'm Mitchell Szczepańczyk.